وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي. As you said, you are not sure whether he commits a major shirk or not. In this case, my dear brother, please pray behind him. And don't stop yourself from being good to others out of doubts only. Don't. This is first. Secondly, my dear brother, especially in the prayer issue, when you don't have a clear proof about someone that is practicing shirk, please pray behind him and be good to him according to your ability. حفظك الله تعالى. And whenever you could have an opportunity to advise him to make him more better in his religion. Don't avoid him without a clear. Don't avoid people without clear evidence, my dear brothers, at all. It's a way to make people run away from you and to accuse you with proudness, with ego, with hatreds, etc., and to make them more far from the haq and the truth. It's supposed to be the opposite. When we know those people, they have a big problem or a real problem, we go closer to them for sake of advise them and correct them if there is an opportunity to fix them. But to avoid people like that, especially without of doubts, it's really big problem. A lot of people cause for the da'wah to be only for them, for their self only, and to make people run away from their path and the haq in general. So other issue, my dear brother, you are not allowed to act. No, if he's really practicing kufr and shirk in this situation, absolutely you're not allowed to act. Not just that, you need to show them that you don't agree to pray behind this person because it's a clear he's out of Islam, for example.